WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. It's 7 minutes after 8 a.m. as I clutch what's left of my coffee from this morning as if it were my security blanket, my whoopee per se. Welcome
That's
to
your
it.
Original cup of coffee? It
yeah,
stays
it really
hot
is.
This long?
Oh, no. No. No.
So you're drinking cold coffee and you refuse to go get some out of the community pot?
It's not only cold coffee, but it's the last few drops of the remnants of cold coffee. So it's like cold coffee backwash.
That's no good.
No, it's not helping me at all.
I don't understand these people that drink chilled coffee or iced coffee.
Iced coffee's not bad. Haven't you ever heard of...
What's the difference between iced coffee and drinking cold coffee out of your cup right there?
Intentionality. This, I what I have in my hand,
you have to be in the mood.
Is negligence.
Uh-huh.
Iced coffee requires effort.
Okay.
That's the whole difference right there. All right, let's talk about Colorado. There are 11 Ooh. Counties in Colorado that are voting today on seceding from the state. I don't think it's going to happen. Even if they voted, and I would love for, you know, actual lawmakers and constitutionalists. What did I just say? What the heck did my mouth just do?
Constitutionalist?
Yeah,
thank you. Is that a word?
It is now. Okay. We just started. State constitutionalists for Colorado. This is a state issue.
We have had this discussion here in Wisconsin. The upper part of Wisconsin and the UP of Michigan.
Oh, you betcha.
Have talked in the past about
forming their own
51st state. It would be called Superior. And
I think that's a little uppity, don't you think?
Named after the leg, not after their not after their talent level.
Well, I believe it the discussion of whether or not there's going to be a 51st state, that's not the issue. I believe that's a distraction. That's not the issue. The issue is the disappointment in the people of Colorado with the government. They feel that they are not being represented properly, that their voices are not being heard, and the only way they can properly fix this is to break out, start from scratch, and start all over again. If you remember, we did a very brief segment, but there is an entrepreneur. He's some kind of a dot-com billionaire from the 80s or something, a European individual that is developing an island nation of nothing but excruciatingly wealthy people. He wants it to be private, very exclusive, and it would be a sovereign nation.
Isn't the situation in Colorado just taking gerrymandering to the extreme?
Well,
you can't win an election to get rid of the people you don't like, so you're going to break off and try to form your own state?
I don't think so. I think this goes beyond that, because it's not the politicians that are trying to gerrymander and finagle the boundaries. It's the actual citizens of these counties that have said, we've had enough.
Well,
I don't want to do this
anymore. If they are the majority in the state of Colorado, they will vote the people out of office that pass the laws that they don't like.
You would think so. But I believe one of the reasons that they're considering this, an example of political, what's the word I'm looking for? It's shenanigans, but it's a little more insidious than shenanigans. All right? Let me give you an example. We've kind of
machinations?
Been, well, sure, that's fine. The vote for governor in Virginia is a very interesting race. You have three candidates. You have the Republican,
Cucciarelli, the Attorney General.
You have the Democrat,
Terry McAuliffe, the former head of the Democratic National Committee.
You have the Libertarian.
I don't know who that is.
That's the problem. Nobody knows who it is. I believe his name is Joe Lee. No. He is the person who we are going to talk about. Let's see. The reason that I don't, Robert Sarvis, S-A-R-V-I-S. He's the Libertarian. Now, when I was reading the polls and reading kind of what's happening in the Virginia area, Terry McAuliffe, of course, have had all the bigwigs of the Democrat Party campaigning for him. The Clintons have been there. Didn't Obama come by and stump for him? I think
could
so.
Could be.
I think so. Joe Biden came by, and they kept him in a closet somewhere. They didn't actually want him to say anything. But Terry McAuliffe, former aide, former strategist for the Democrats running, the gentleman that you said was the Republican nomination.
Cucciarelli, the attorney general.
Right.
Ken Cucciarelli.
It's been close. You know, some polls are saying that McAuliffe had this huge lead, and then they were saying that Cucciarelli was coming up close. Well,
Virginia is one of those states that's almost totally split in half.
Well,
they're always going to be close,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes. And here's the thing. The independent, this libertarian,
is going to skew the election.
He is getting about 9% of
the
vote. Wow,
that's a lot.
That's significant. From the last that I read, 9%. Which means if he were not in the race, a good majority of that 9% would be backing the Republican candidate.
Probably.
So here comes the political shenanigans. Guess who is one of the major contributors to the Libertarians' campaign?
You're going to tell me George Soros.
No, but close. Out of Austin, Texas, a software billionaere by the name of Joe Liemond is the Libertarian Booster PAC's major benefactor.
Yeah, but
Hang on. Just listen to the facts, and then you can twist it any way you want.
Uh-huh.
He's a major Democratic Party benefactor, and he is an Obama campaign bundler. Not bungler, bundler. He is helping to pay for petition circulations and the circulars that are going out for getting Virginia Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Robert Silvas on the ballot. So in other words, the left sees that the best way to defeat the right is to split the vote. And so they back the Libertarian candidate.
Sounds like solid politics at work right there.
Now,
we've had third-party candidates that have skewed elections before, even at the presidential level.
Oh,
if Ralph Nader wouldn't have run for president, Al Gore would have beaten George W. Bush.
If you look at even further back.
If Ross Perot wouldn't
run
for president, Clinton wouldn't have won. Or it would have been close.
I don't think he would have won. It would have been much closer. I don't think he would have won. This is, I believe, one of the major factors that is causing Americans who are tired of the shenanigans, those of us who go, no, common sense is how you resolve and examine issues. This is what we're tired of. These shenanigans. I'm not going to disagree with you. When it comes to strategy, when it comes to trying to win, yeah, it's brilliant. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
The whole idea in politics, whether it's politics of the right or politics of the left, is we cannot get our agenda in place if we don't win. We have to win first, and then we can get something done. We can't get anything done if we don't win.
But let me ask you this. Is that right? It may be the way it is, but is it right? You and I disagree on a lot of things politically, but I'm asking you, as a human being, is it right?
Well, it all depends on whether or not you agree with the agenda of whoever wins.
I'm not asking you in a general sense. I'm asking you as the individual, is it right?
I'm not sure right or wrong enters into it. It's a fact that if you don't win the election, you can't accomplish anything.
It's true. You're like a pimple on the butt of society.
Can you accomplish anything if you lose? Nobody remembers who loses the election.
Let me try it one more time. Tom, the issue we just talked about. Is it right or wrong?
It's not a right or wrong question. Because if you don't win, you can't accomplish anything.
All right, Tom is useless in this conversation, so I'm putting it up to you, our valued listener. Call me, 715-845-2155.
You believe this is a right or wrong issue?
Absolutely. Is this right or wrong? And then we'll go from there. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Yes, I like the Packers.
All right, now let me go and lay out a scenario for you. Packers, Bears, they're both vying for the championship, and we got the Vikings over there. They're tied with us, and Bears are down one. Now, let's say we've got the game going, and a Viking fan on a critical play runs out, bats down the ball. Now, there's nothing we can technically do about that except for replay the down. But he still interfered. Do you think that's right or wrong, Tom?
Well, obviously that would be wrong. A better sports analogy would be in baseball, where teams claim free agents or guys on waivers to keep them from other teams. That they try to do things behind the scenes to keep other teams from getting better.
There's right or wrong?
It's done all the time. It's legal.
Is it right or wrong?
It's legal. Yeah. It's
no, is it right or wrong?
You're a black and white world doesn't exist, I'm afraid, Seth. You're Diogenes with your light, looking for an honest person. You know, you're gonna be looking for a long time.
Is it right or wrong?
Yeah, you know, I know where I'd be looking at it from if it was coming from the other side and we were running somebody against the Democrats that really wasn't a Republican.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
That's happened before. What do you mean? That's happened before.
All right. Thanks for calling in, because I want to open up the phone lines for something. I want to do something here. I want to run an experiment. Okay. I just want you to call in and tell me the circumstance that we're dealing with here, where a Democrat strategist is funding a Libertarian in order, not because he supports him ideology, not because he supports his politics, but he is supporting and getting the word out and helping the Libertarian candidate solely for the purpose of splitting the vote in order to defeat the Republican candidate. He's bolstering a Libertarian third-party candidate in order to take votes from the Republican so that Terry McAuliffe, the liberal, the Democrat, can win.
Let me ask
I want to know is, from the audience, is that right or wrong?
Let me ask you this about this scenario. Mm-hmm. The Libertarians in Virginia know that the Libertarian candidate has no chance of winning.
Yeah.
If you know that, and if you know that by voting for this guy, you are helping Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, win the election, do you vote for him anyway because of your Libertarian purity? Because that was the mm-hmm. same question that was asked of the Ralph Nader supporters mm-hmm. back in the presidential election. Mm-hmm. You know Nader doesn't have a shot in hell of winning, and by voting for him, you're costing Al Gore the presidency. Do you do it anyway?
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bob.
Bob, is it right or is it wrong?
It's wrong.
Okay.
Our politicians are not honorable people anymore.
I have to agree with you. I think this is the point, is that it is wrong. And there are enough people in this country that view it as wrong. There are people that actually have a moral guidepost and have a sense of right and wrong and adhere to it. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that, Bob.
Thank you.
You bet. I want to hear from more people. 715-845-2155. Is the strategy right or wrong? Tom says there is no black or white, right or wrong anymore. Well, that everything is gray and that everything is up for interpretation.
This scenario is not a right or wrong scenario because it's all about winning the election.
No.
If you don't win the election, you can't accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Problem. That's that right there. That attitude is the cornerstone of the problem. It is weak, it is malleable, and it is easily influenced.
Purity is for losers.
Say that again, please.
Purity is for losers. You can be as idealistic as you want. It means nothing if you don't win and don't get into a position where
you can
change things.
Content, character, right there. That's the key, right there. Purity is for losers. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill, was the situation right or wrong?
The situation?
Yeah.
Well, I think that the situation is not whether or not it's right or wrong. The situation is, what are you going to do after election? Now, taking a honorable stand in an election, you may not win. The question is once you do win, what are you going to do?
You have to remain true to your word. You must remain true to your word.
Well, the thing of it is that we are faced with that issue. What you're talking about is the politics of Wisconsin today. We have a Republican majority, and it started out doing some good things, but then they dropped the ball, they quit, they laid down on the job in the middle of the term.
Okay.
After the
so, Bill, you would vote for a Libertarian or conservative Republican, even if it meant a Democrat getting elected to the post?
Well, I don't know if it's a matter of getting an elected Democrat. The question really is, why are the Republicans not doing what they were elected to do?
That's a very good point. Now, listen, I'm not going to let you gentlemen move us away from the point here. We're going to go to Jim now, or is it Tim? Thanks for calling. Jim?
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning, sir. Okay, so the issue, right or wrong?
It is wrong.
Definitively wrong. No question, no gray area, definitively wrong.
Look at John McCain, Seth. He doesn't know if he's male or female. He has no guidepost, nor do many of the others in Washington, D.C.
It's all about making the deal. Thank you very much for calling in. All right, Ray, you're going to be our last call on this, right or wrong?
Wrong. Okay. Definitely wrong.
Thank you.
No question about it.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate that. All right, we are going to go to break now. And you are more than welcome to call in as when we come back from the news and our break, more than welcome to call in and continue to chime in. But this is the key right here. This is the linchpin. This is why 11 counties in Colorado have had enough and said, you know what, we're going to secede from the state and form our own state. This is why the conservative movement has power. This is why the conservative movement, the libertarian, the Tea Party movement, all of it has energy, because there's enough of us that understand right is right, wrong is wrong, and it's worth fighting for.
It has power to get Democrats elected.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.